Yeah, I saw your video from Egypt from 2014. You got over 3 million hits, and you're saying, you know, they would probably need something like diamond tools to cut this granite. And how old is this stuff, you know? I'm wondering, yeah. Like, you're talking about the pyramids being some kind of, power transformer generation, like electricity generation. This indicates an advanced ancient global civilization, you know, and pyramids are found in other parts of the world. So is that your thesis, that the pyramids had a practical purpose for power generation in an ancient world?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's power. It's energy collection and distribution. But whether that's electricity or sound or vibration, there's a recent video that came out by a guy who runs a YouTube channel called Ancient Architects. And there's a theory that actually the pyramids, of which there are 7 or 8 in Egypt, those are completely different from other pyramidal structures found in other parts of the world, because the construction technique is completely different, far more sophisticated in Egypt, that actually they were weather creators, that they were actually cloud forming mechanisms to produce rain. So that's an interesting theory, but the probable function of the Great Pyramid system was probably multifaceted. They probably did a bunch of different things at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of beyond me. Like, yeah, what form of power? Yeah, I haven't really thought about that. I think in terms of electricity, but like sound. I remember Nikola Tesla said, think of the world in terms of energy, vibration, and frequency, something like that. But
right.
This indicates to me perhaps a motive, like if the true discovery, the truth of the pyramids could come out, maybe this could lead to free energy for mankind or some advanced energy system. So maybe this cabal doesn't want the masses of 7.6 billion people to have free energy. Like the oil petroleum industry is the biggest industry in the world, like a $220 trillion industry might put them out of business. So I can see a motive there. Do you think there's kind of a motive to suppress the truth, because maybe it could lead to something like free energy, something really, you know, utopian for the world?
Yeah, I think so. But again, I think their grasp is weakening, and things like alternative energies, you know, beyond the simple stuff we have now, like solar panels and windmills. But to get into something like zero point energy, it is being heavily worked on. And the good thing is it's being worked on by many different people in many parts of the world. And I think that's the key, is to not have it concentrated in one place. That way, it's very difficult for the so-called powers that be to destroy any kind of new invention, because if it's being invented in different parts of the world with different nuances, there's no way to control that. And if you have little companies producing, for example, a device that could power your house, then that's very different from something like a massive corporation controlling how energy is distributed. So I think that's the way it's going. And it will reach a point where it'll be out of control. And there will be a transformation into more earth-friendly ways of producing energy, but it will take quite a long time, not only simply with people trying to control it, but also just the general acceptance. People don't want to pay extra for electricity or something. So it is coming. It's just, I don't think there'll be a eureka moment when it happens. It'll gradually start to transform. And these, you know, ridiculous industries like you were talking about, oil and gas, will have to die out.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I have a similar thesis. Maybe I'm concerned that they have a lot of power to suppress things, and may have suppressed things in the past. But it seems perhaps the internet is a great blessing of the last 20 years. Like, so much information is getting out there, like your videos and other videos. And you just quoted another YouTube channel. All over the world, people are adding this information. It's free. So like you're saying, you know, things can pop up in other parts of the world. It's so hard for them to contain and control it. So you're probably right. It's not going to happen overnight, but just gradually, they just can't hold it back, I guess.
Well, definitely. And there are some very simple inventions that have been made. Like anytime you visit Egypt and you go to an Egyptian village, you'll see that there's a pottery storage jar where they pour like pretty gross water into it, but because of the natural filtration system of this type of clay and the way that it's fired, it does a drip feed at the bottom where pure water comes out. That's, you know, that's not an expensive high-tech solution. It's a very simple way to be able to change the polluted water to clean water for millions, if not billions of people.
Wow, I didn't know that. I should just mention for the audience, we have a live audience in the chat. If they want to write any particular questions for you, you know, they can type them in the chat. If I have a chance, I can take a look. Yeah, so for people who haven't watched all your videos, you want to give some maybe specific evidence, like I'm thinking of how old I know, actually, and I'm a Buddhist teaching Buddhist cosmology. Buddha describes human civilization go back 10 million years. And I know in ufology, they have theories that there was like five ancient civilizations. One was like, you mentioned in some of the carvings, serpentine, which was reptilian. And in Buddhism, the Buddha described Nagas, which is a type of deva or angel, which is reptilian and can take on human form. So one theory is there was a whole advanced ancient civilization of these like serpentine creatures. And have you seen evidence of like these carvings I've seen of these kind of reptilians all over the place in these ancient carvings? You want to comment on that?
Oh, sure. No, there are representations. Serpents are very important to many different cultures. With the Inca and other Andean cultures of Peru, the serpent represented the subconscious mind, and also the wisdom, like it represents not knowledge, but wisdom. And then the puma represents the conscious mind, and the condor represents the superconscious. So when you have those three symbols put together, it represents a place of very high learning and a place where the mind becomes whole through the subconscious, conscious, and superconscious interconnecting with one another. So a whole-minded person would be the product of some of the ancient wisdom schools of the Inca and other cultures. We're going to be going to India for the first time in January of 2020, because there is great evidence of megalithic work that there's no way that the known civilizations of Egypt could have possibly constructed.
And did so you mean India or Egypt?
India.
Oh, India. So ancient, I didn't know about this, ancient structures in India, like, wow.
Oh yeah, well, that would be very difficult to create today. There are some caves like the Ellora Caves and Ayanta Caves and Elephanta Caves, which are cut into basalt bedrock, and they're just monstrous in size. So they were clearly found by the known Indian civilizations, and then ornamentation was done on the surface. But the actual structures themselves, there's no way that an ancient known culture had done that work.